January 22nd would have been the 100th birthday of the great choreographer George Balanchine. He died in 1983 at age 79. The New York City Ballet, which Balanchine co-founded, is celebrating the anniversary all season long, as are lots of other dance companies around the country. Balanchine revitalized and dominated ballet in the 20th century. We asked the dancer Darcy Kistler, a principal with the New York City Ballet for the last two decades, to tell us what she loved about George Balanchine.
The first time I met George Balanchine was probably, or became aware of him, I think would be the most important thing, is when I became aware of who George Balanchine was. And that's when I was a very young girl, flipping through Vogue magazine, and there was this picture of this very distinguished man standing in a beautiful room of dancers in their practice clothes. And it was an article on the New York City Ballet that talked about how Mr. B picked out perfumes for all of his favorite ballerinas. And I said, gee, Mom, that's where I want to dance. Mr. Balanchine's work really drew me in because of it was very physical, very athletic, very fast, and free. I felt the freedom. And it wasn't old-fashioned. It was music of today. I love the fact that I didn't have to dance anything like a 1900s ballerina, you know, or old. I didn't have to compete with all the sleeping beauties of the world. I could just step in a role and make it my own, and I love that. And I think that Mr. B liked that about me also. You know, he wanted freshness. He loved honesty. He couldn't bear dancers who pretended to be great and acted. He couldn't stand. No, dear, don't act. No, act. No, just do. Dance. Be yourself. Be young. I think even now, if you've ever worked in Europe, you would really understand why Mr. Balanchine wanted to come to America. I think he was dying from all the rules and the restrictions and the time, and we have to quit now, and the lack of just being able to do and work as long as you want into the evening because there were no rules. And I think it was artistic freedom for him. He could push people as far as he wanted, and they would do it. And what better? That American way, I think, was so alluring, and it was such a perfect fit to Mr. Balanchine. When people say, how does Mr. Balanchine's choreography, how did it break from the European tradition? I hate to say that because I don't think he would say that. He would say, I learned from the past. I learned from all of my colleagues. I learned from everybody. What I did was I put on my personal taste, my own aesthetic. And I allowed people to either want to do it or not. Nobody was made. We were dying to stand on our head. If Mr. B told me to stand on my head, I would stand on my head. If he asked me to sit on someone's head today, I will sit on someone's head today. That's what makes it great. That's what gives the individual in the process of doing something a life. Even remember him rehearsing Symphony in Three Movements on stage and making a girl run and run and run and run and run and jump and jump and jump, and finally she fell. And she apologized, and he said, no, dear, you see, that's what I wanted. You could never move big enough for Mr. Balanchine. The more space you add up, the bigger you danced. And for me, that's what I loved. The more I could push myself to a past myself, where I didn't exist. I love that. Where you didn't exist at all. It was just the music and the choreography.
Darcy Kistler is dancing in the Balanchine 100 celebration at the New York City Ballet. You can find out more about her, George Balanchine, and upcoming performances at studio360.org.